Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. You're listening to episode number 47. Today with us, we've got Matt, Alex, and Angel. What's up, everybody? How are you guys doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Don't turn the light off.
Yeah. What? Can you guys hear me?
Sorry, Josh just loud turned the light off on me, and I can't see anything.
You guys can hear me?
I hear you loud and clear,
yes,
sir.
We can hear
okay.
you.
Okay. Can the listeners hear me?
I think so. Are we live again?
Listeners, raise your hand. Raise your hand if you can hear us.
Blink twice.
Come on, stop being gay. Let's start this already.
You stop being gay. All right, so today we're going to talk about Skyward Sword, but first, just want to get rid of Adam's News Hour, because there are like two things I need to talk about.
Wait, did you say he was here?
Huh?
Did you say he was here?
Yes, that's the first thing I always say.
Oh, I'm Matt.
Yeah, hi, Matt.
Hey.
How are you?
Great. Let's go. It's Adam's News Hour.
So there's a Duke Nukem Forever trailer, finally. Well, not finally, but a newer one. The launch date is supposed to be May 3rd.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So we'll see if that actually happens this time, but it seems pretty set in stone, so it might actually happen. There was another new Kinect hack. It's pretty cool. It's just a guy holding up his arms to some music. Nothing that impressive, but, you know, more cool stuff. What's this?
I'm glad that Kinect lets us hold up stuff to music. I don't even know what...
Basically,
that was
he was
the worst
a,
description of a video
that was,
ever.
That was a rapper.
He holds up...
He was a rapper. He's like, throw your
hands
up in the air. Like, you just don't care.
He had his arms down to his side, and the more he raises them, like, up, THX's, like, you know, sound intro thing starts playing, and the more he raises it, like, the closer it gets to finishing. I don't know.
Did you finish while you're watching that video?
Twice.
Nice.
So basically he gave Kinect blue balls. Okay, thank you.
Yes. So last episode I talked about World of StarCraft, which is a mod from StarCraft 2 to make it look like and play like World of Warcraft. The guy who is making it basically got a cease and desist from Blizzard, but seemingly they were, you know, very nice about it. And actually I believe he's going out to Blizzard's building over in California, I think, and touring it. But basically, they're allowing him to continue work on it, just under a different name, because World of StarCraft is too close to World of Warcraft. So.
And there's probably a World of StarCraft in the works.
But World of StarCraft doesn't make any sense. Because there's multiple
Universe of StarCraft.
Well, that's actually what it's going to be renamed to. I think there's already, like, a fan game called StarCraft Universe, and I think, like, the guy who is making World of StarCraft said that he's going to try and team up with the other guy who is making StarCraft Universe.
Good for
them.
I'm
so glad. I'm so glad that there's a lot of love.
The more you know.
I'm so glad about
a
game.
In the mod community.
Yep.
All right, so let's talk about Skyward Sword. Oh, wait, Dead Space, coming out next week, right, Angel?
Tuesday.
What about what
we're playing? Was that Tuesday?
Oh, what have you been playing in the past 2 days?
Well, I actually just, I bought Mass Effect 2 after the last podcast.
Oh, good.
Nice.
And I've been playing that.
Now, did you get it for your 360 before it red ringed?
No.
Okay. So this is your first time playing it?
Yes.
Nice. Very cool.
And I enjoy it greatly. My number one complaint about that game is that you can't sleep with Yeoman Kelly, who's...
I beg to disagree on that one.
You can?
Yes, you can.
I thought you couldn't.
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, fuck. I'll go to town.
Yeah, there's certain things you have to do, though, to be able to do that, but you can.
I thought you couldn't. I read that you couldn't.
Oh, you could. You very much could. But you can't be... Okay. I think you can't be in a relationship with anybody else.
Okay, but can you be gay in the game?
No, you can't be as cool as you are in Dragon Age.
Okay, because that's my other problem with the game.
I pulled off the foursome in Dragon Age.
I really like Jacob, and I think my character might be...
Really?
My character might be a little gay for that guy.
You might be the only person in the world that likes Jacob.
He's awesome.
He's useless.
He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy.
No,
he's a real... He got a gung-ho attitude. And chocolatey skin. It's beautiful. I'm just saying. I like his dick in my holes.
He ain't good enough for your love, huh?
Okay, let's talk about Zelda family game. In the next Zelda, do you think you could sleep with anyone?
Yes, Zelda. And Ganondorf.
Chocolate nipples.
And Link's grandma. All at once.
Oh, she's coming back? She's coming back?
Definitely.
Bro. I'll bust Granny's hip in a heartbeat.
I don't know about that one.
What are they called? Panthers? Pumas?
Cougars?
Cougars.
No, cougars are... She would be like...
Black Panthers.
Okay, so let's move on from there and actually talk about the game. So, obviously, if you guys have been keeping up, we don't know anything, really, about the game.
First, what is Skyward Sword? It is the next
Skyward Sword
next
is... Yes, it is Zelda Wii number 2, and it's supposed to
number
be...
Number 1.
Really good. Okay, number 1.5. How about that?
No, it's number 1.
All right, fine, whatever. So what we do know is we know the art style they're using. We know it is going to use the Wii Motion Plus, and that's pretty much it.
And the game's over halfway done. Complete.
I think it's all the way done. And they're withholding.
I don't think so.
I think it's...
Do you work at Nintendo?
I'm sure we're gonna get into it eventually, at some point in this podcast, but I'm sure you all remember my reactions to it from E3. Needless to say, they were not spectacular, but from what I saw, it was nowhere near completion. I mean, they basically had like the core of everything down, but they really hadn't like polished any one thing, you know. Nothing was really done, but they had the basics of it.
That was like 9 months ago.
Yeah,
that was literally six months ago. Yeah,
it was during the summer, right? In June.
It was a long time ago. Needless to say.
So yeah.
And you were convinced with the graphics by then?
Okay. You guys are going to get mad at me again, but... Okay, first of all, the TVs that they were using at E3 were not being nice to any Wii game, except for Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Why, was it bullying out?
No, yes, it was just punching the graphics, like, straight out of the TV. But, like, everything was really, really pixelated, basically, and blown up, and...
Okay, but what does it have to do with the game?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the game. Maybe they just didn't set it up properly. Yeah,
well, right.
Shitty wires.
That may have very well been the case. But aside from that, I didn't like the colors and some of the models, like the enemy models. For example, like the Moblins, I don't like those at all.
So that's just a
what
personal
don't you like about
them?
Because
you're dumb. I mean, yeah.
I don't know. They just look... They look... I don't know. They look weird. And I think even like with them, it's kind of like they have a weird purplish color that I really don't like. I don't know.
I think all the great critics, Roger Ebert in his critique,
Infinite Wisdom,
of all the best movies, when he's like, you know, Godfather was okay, but that guy was like had a purple suit on, and I don't like that color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think he said that. I think he saw the Godfather trailer, shit his pants.
Well, it's a good thing I didn't do that, because I didn't bring any diapers with me. But, you know, I have no doubt that it's going to be great. It's just what I saw was not a finished product, obviously, but...
So
I don't think anybody expected a final product, though.
Oh, no, of course not.
So that I don't know why, like, the judgment is sort of a final product, but then you're
product. I'm saying... You know what I saw.
Yeah, but like
there,
for E3, when you present something, you usually want to present something that doesn't look like shit.
I think you want to present enough to give a feel of what the game's going to be, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I think that's what they were trying to do at the time, and they pretty much got. And what they were showing wasn't so much. They're showing sort of the style that they were going for and what the game was going to have.
Yeah, mostly they're
right. Right. I mean, keep in mind that you know, you guys are right. This was not a final product, and they were just trying to show us, you know, what the game was going to be about and kind of how it was going to play. Because prior to that point, we had seen that one fan art, and I think that was it.
The
concept art. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, but we can't really say much. I mean, like, I understand why you would be critical of it, but it just doesn't. The criticism doesn't seem all that fair in that knowing it's that.
Okay. Well,
like, I wouldn't just say I hate the art style, or, you know, it didn't look that good, but, you know, it's not the finished product, because when you say it like that, it automatically seems like you don't like it already, and then you're just going to add that second part of that comment just to say, but it might get better, right? It's copping out on an opinion. And it's not really taking into consideration why...
All right, Alex, how about this? The game sucks. So there, deal with
it. My question is that your criticisms of the game are so specific about, like, you don't like some of the color palette and specifically the colors of the enemies.
Mm.
That's just a really weird, specific criticism to have. And
no,
not,
you're right.
Not
it is.
Helpful at all. I mean,
okay. Well,
it's
okay.
Like,
Would
you recommend this new Zelda game? Well, no. I don't play it. It's got like weird colors, like a purplish color. I'm not into that. I guess if you like the whole spectrum of purple, I'm really like a deep purple man. You know, some people are into the mauves and the, you know, some of the lighter end. I'm not really into that. But, you know, I'll take the bluish purples. The reddish purples can go fuck themselves. So that's what that's the kind of criticism you're giving, and that's a really weird video game criticism.
If you could see what I'm doing, I'm shrugging my shoulders very slowly, but sorry. I mean, no, you're right. It is a very, you know, minor critique of it. It's just, you know, that's really all I could say about it, aside from what I said about the gameplay, which you guys are going to hate me even more for. But we can go over that if you want.
Go ahead.
All right. So, obviously there was the control mishap up on stage when Miyamoto was playing, and some people contributed, you know, what was on the show floor to that, but I think there were two completely different things, totally unrelated. Just, there was a bunch of, you know, wireless Bluetooth signal while he was showing it, and then what we played on the show floor, I don't think was, you know, having too much interference with anything. But, you know, in short, Wii Sports Resort played... It was more accurate, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, than Zelda.
Oh, yeah, it's this one-to-one thing again.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
But I think we when we talked about it last time, it was like, does the game really need all of that?
No, it
and
doesn't.
The thing is, what you were... Because, Adam, what you were... The things you were criticizing on last time, if I remember right, was, you know, you were trying to hide, you know, I put the controller upside down and it didn't recognize, like his arm wasn't recognizing when I did it this way or that way. But you're not going to be playing the game that way. You're not going to
no,
be
No, of course
playing,
not.
I mean, it's not, again,
you know, that,
it's not, it's, again,
admittedly,
it's not a fa-
that is,
again, it's not a fair is... criticism on the game. It's like, well,
no, sure.
And it's sort of saying, well, that's a mishap on the gameplay. Because
it's not, you know, you're right. No one's gonna play it like that. It's just that's how I test games. You know, I try to break them. But
that's a horrible way to test games.
That's well, how you test games.
That's
how you
yeah,
test games on
game
the limits
tester.
Of the game. That's how you test a game on the limit of the game, right? You don't test the game. You say, okay, there's bounds of the rules. Isn't it more accurate to say, well, I'm gonna be? Is there an occasion where I'm gonna have to do it like this, and it's not going to be accurate?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if the bow didn't work, if you aimed it at someone,
so why,
it went off the screen.
Why wouldn't it be accurate? Like, why would it break there and not other places when it's supposed to be everywhere, you know, working all the time?
It's not supposed to be working all the time. It's supposed to be doing... You're not going
to
be playing your controller upside down.
Sure.
So the question really is... Is there an occasion where you're going to be playing this game and you're going to have to flip it the way that you were going to flip it to such an extreme.
Well, I don't think I don't think you should limit yourself to that. I mean, you know, there may not be any point in the game where you have to do that, but
then
why,
what's, then
why
there's no point
work?
Then there's no point in actually the guy's programming.
Okay, well,
that
here's
in.
An example. Here's an example. In the demo, there was a door that had an eye on it, and you had to stand in a certain spot and rotate the sword, which means rotating your arm in a certain direction, and the eye would follow, you know, what direction you're rotating. And, you know, say, for example, you have to rotate, you know, the sword so that it's facing the ground in order for the door to unlock. Like, why? I mean, that's
wait,
a
that
very
didn't
real possibility.
Happen, though, but that didn't, that doesn't happen in the game.
How do you know?
Well, if it does, then they make it work. What are you talking about? You're saying, like, what? So if they program something in that may not work, it won't work?
I'm saying what I played there...
It won't work for hypothetical things that you've made up.
Yeah, imagine I'm eating a popsicle, and all of a sudden, I have to use my three of my fingers instead of all five. Is it going to be able to accommodate something like that? I mean, it gets to be so... The criticism starts being... It just makes absolutely no sense. It has nothing... It has no bearing on the quality of the game. Because it has absolutely nothing to do with the game.
What do you think I'm saying?
I think you're trying to break the game as much as you can, and the moment you find something that's wrong with the game, something wrong with the mechanic, no matter how you decide to do it, you automatically dock points on a game for that. I mean, the fact that you're trying to hide a controller behind your back at one point and then say, well, I couldn't recognize it, of course, because of the lighting, but you put it in a negative connotation. You dock points on the game because it doesn't recognize it.
Yeah, I mean, instead of putting it as observations, like, oh, they didn't have full one-to-one control, it didn't... Instead, you're saying it like, these are points against the game, like, these are reasons... There are ways that they have failed in their game design.
And it seemed odd because most of the reviews didn't even... So most other people's reviews on the game said the controls worked great. They actually followed the goddamn instructions that they were supposed to do. And they said, oh, wow, well, you know, when you do it in real life, it worked well. Miyamoto probably had an R... There was probably RF interference. They didn't go out and said, well, I tried putting the controller upside down or I tried putting it in this direction... In which the game obviously doesn't tell you to do it that way, right? It doesn't. When you're playing a controller game with your 360, you're not going to put it sideways and try playing it playing the 360 controller sideways.
Wait,
and say,
wait,
well,
you don't do
an
that.
Advantage to it because of people.
That would explain why I'm getting destroyed in Call of Duty. Oh my god!
It leans. You're leaning.
Leaning. Yeah, you can't. It's not identifying me leaning. I mean, it's not. That's not really a fair. I'm going to read a review like that. I'm going to be like, well, what the fuck does that have anything to do with it? There's
yeah,
no bearing
I mean,
with
it,
anything.
If
that.
The game told you to do something and then it didn't work, that would be completely different. That would be a valid criticism. Oh, it doesn't work for the things it tells me to do.
Are you guys not expecting this to be like? From what I have picked up from reading and listening, I'm expecting this game to be as close to one-to-one as they can get with the Wii Motion Plus.
No, I expect it to be as close to one-to-one as they can get while still making the game work for having combat. Because real one-to-one would get really annoying.
How so?
Because your sword would always be out touching things.
What do you mean?
Like, because...
Like, if you're holding your Wiimote to the TV?
Yeah, I
like,
I don't
pointing
know.
At the TV?
Yeah, because there's... I mean... You can see it now. Like, you can see some videos now, like, the way people hold it. The arm angles always look weird. Like, the sword never
yeah.
looks like it.
Like...
You would have to hold it, your Wiimote, like, as if you were actually trying to not... To actually, like, battle things.
I mean, if you play Wii Sports Resort, in that game, it looks stupid, but it gets away with it because it's really cartoony. In this, you have to have some kind of animations or limits for Link's arm to not look stupid all the time. And so I think it wouldn't be one-to-one. It would be kind of like it reads it well enough so it puts Link's arms in different positions that looks like things he could actually hold the sword.
Yeah, so like it would translate it.
Actually hold the sword. Yeah.
I mean, that's what I expect.
I
don't think we equate one-to-one to being a fair game, to being a fun game. I think we equate... We want the best controls possible. That doesn't necessarily mean everything being one-to-one.
Yeah, and
there's other criteria it has to fit.
Wii Sports Resort was pretty close to one-to-one.
Yeah, it was.
And it was fun in the sense that like, the sword fighting game was really fun, but it was also an exercise in waving your arm around. Like, it worked for that game because it's in short bursts. In a Zelda game, it's about slashing and... You know, and doing things like that with, like, a real sword. So, I mean, you don't want to have it one-to-one because you don't want to exert that much energy while you're sitting for 6 hours playing a single-player game.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me ask you this. Does it seem to you guys that they're advertising it as one-to-one?
No. It doesn't seem like anything... I don't understand what this fucking one-to-one concept is. I think
because that's what the Wii Motion Plus is supposed to be.
I don't fucking care what the Wii Motion Plus is supposed
to
be.
I think the Wii Motion Plus enables it to be one-to-one, just like in Wii Sports Resort.
But it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be one-to-one for every game.
The plus is what it means. It's adding extra functionality to it. It is going to be a lot more accurate than Twilight Princess. And I mean, that's what it says to me. The Wii Motion Plus support means it's going to be better. Not, it's going to be one-to-one, and, you know, if you put the sword behind your back, he sheathes it, and, you know, you can put you maybe hold the sword between your legs or something. Maybe do some special tricks, but
You're not going to be able to commit suicide and stab yourself because it's going to recognize that you're turning the blade. But you're going to, I mean, in Twilight Princess's case, what it ended up being was an extra, the motion ended up being an extra button, right?
It was a button, yeah.
I think that's what people sort of forget about. What it ended up doing was it freed up your hand so that you don't have to press a button to actually do slashing motions.
Which was actually pretty cool, I think.
I thought it worked out really well, because if you know how to use learn to use the controller in that way, it ends up being a really great experience. I have more fun with that than going back to playing, let's say, like Wind Waker on a GameCube controller. There's a level of interaction, and there's a level of freedom that I actually have by having an extra motion to it. They're going to add... They're adding more to that, it seems like, for Skyward Sword, but they're not going to put the most complete one-to-one activity possible. I don't think many people see it that way. I haven't seen people criticizing it that way. The only person I've seen criticizing it that way is you, Adam. To be perfectly honest. And to be honest, the only person actually criticized, like, I think your expectation of one-to-one is that you could do whatever the hell you want with the damn thing, but you're sort of missing out on, just because you can do it doesn't necessarily mean it's beneficial to the game itself.
Sure. I agree with that.
But then, if you agree with that, then you wouldn't be saying, well, how do I fucking break it to the point that it's almost unplayable? Right, and then you don't dock points when it can't do something.
I'm not docking points.
You are docking.
I think
you might be.
I'm not.
You're implicitly.
How am I docking points on a
any
game
sort of
that I have said is not done?
Any sort of criticism that you would say that you put a negative connotation to? Well, it didn't do this. It didn't do that. Especially for motions that you don't expect the game to be doing. That's the level of criticism. It's not simply an observation, okay?
If you're reading it like that.
No,
but...
well, you're presenting it that way. It's not that I'm reading it that way. If you're putting, it's not. There's no neutrality to it, okay? You're not telling me what the range of the motion is. You're telling me outright what the bad part of it is.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're trying to be as neutral about it as possible, you will say that, well, this is what it's capable of doing. The reason it could do it is this. And then you would say, the cons of this are. You don't just say, well, it can't do this, and it can't do that. And that's all we've been hearing. All we've been hearing from you when we heard about the report was, well, you can't do this. You can't do that. The colors sort of suck.
It makes it seem like it was supposed to do that, I think, is... And in this case, it wasn't supposed to.
I don't think any of us were expecting any of that to happen. I think it's a little bit unrealistic for any of us to be... I think a valid criticism would be, if there's something we expected to happen, that it just simply didn't happen. If the bow work didn't work at all, if it was unresponsive, you know, those are valid criticisms. But some of the other stuff, it's sort of... If you don't like the art style, you don't like the art style. Right?
Okay. So what do you have to say?
Well, let me give you an example of something that I will criticize, is that when I went to... Just example, one time when I went to do a horizontal slash, it did a vertical slash. And, you know, that happened multiple times. So that there is a criticism.
Okay.
And, you know, versus what I'm saying about the one-to-one, which is something... I don't know, I think you guys are, like, blowing this out of proportion. This is something that personally bothers me, because what I was expecting from the hardware, what I was expecting from the game, is not what I'm getting. And, you know, I'm over that. So what? But everything else I'm saying is just, you know, it is an observation, and, you know, I apologize if I'm making
there's no
it
reason
sound
for an,
like
no,
a negative
thing. No,
there's
no reason for an apology. It's just, it does... That's there's a reason why the review sounded stupid. This is the reason why it sounded idiotic, because I think your expectations are a lot higher than any reasonable person, most reasonable people playing video games.
Well, they probably are.
I mean, I don't know what you want to call it. Elitism?
I mean, what do you expect? Like, what do... I mean, in general, not just Adam, but what do you guys expect from this game?
Well, you know, this is their like big, I mean, this is the big daddy here. Like, this is what people usually wait for, is a Zelda game. Like, this is the reason why I have a Wii, is for this game. So there is kind of some high expectations they have riding on this.
Yeah, but what do you expect specifically?
Well, you know, if I do want it to recognize that I'm not making a vertical slash if I'm doing a horizontal slash. I mean, this is already a year after Wii Sports Resort came out, so you should be able to know your technology well enough to make it read perfectly fine. First off, the Wii Motion Plus is an addition to the Wii Remote to what it should have done in the first place. So, right now, you're not getting any... You know, I'm not going to be like, oh, well, you know, maybe there's interference in my house or something. No. It literally should just work. This is what you guys have been... Nintendo started a motion gaming revolution, so they should be able to get their flagship series working perfectly fine with no qualms whatsoever.
I agree.
Alex, Matt?
Oh, sorry.
No, that's a reasonable expectation.
And also,
yeah,
anything
I mean,
else? Oh, sorry.
I personally...
Like, I guess in terms of just control for now, like, is there anything else?
I mean, there's a lot more. I actually expect some... I mean, I don't know. I don't want to get to the story yet, but...
Oh, God,
yeah,
don't even
we'll,
fucking
we'll
talk about
this.
Right now, I want it to work. If not, then don't... Don't make it a motion. Don't make this whole entire thing about motion gaming if you can't get that to work. Because, like, when they came out to E3, they just wanted to display to everyone how they're making it close to one-to-one and just making it, you know, feel like you're part of the adventure. And when it's not working, you're not going to feel part of the adventure and you're just going to be angry and just playing this game in anger, which I don't want to do.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think a lot of people... I can't really speak for controls because... Unless a game has really bad controls, I won't really notice. Like, I didn't have any problems with Twilight Princess controls ever.
See, I haven't played the Wii version, but from what I'm hearing from you guys, basically it just basically replaced pressing the A button all the time to attack.
Yeah, like you,
which is
you
fine.
Would waggle the remote, and that's a horizontal slice. You would Z target and waggle, and that was a vertical slice.
See,
and
that's
so
that's
on
really
and so
fine.
Forth.
See, now they're touting this like, you know, I want to, you know, you can angle it any which way. There's enemies that you have to defeat certain ways.
Yeah, and I mean, the expectation is a lot higher that it has to work.
Yeah, they set that themselves. But if they can't get that to work, then that's just really bad on their part.
Yeah, I don't have any expectations other than it will hopefully work.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't expect it to revolutionize the way I play video games.
Yeah.
But I'm going to... Part of the danger of doing motion gaming, especially with... And we saw this with Twilight Princess. I still hear about it, is... What people ended up doing was... when they hear waggle, they heard... Shake the controller as much as you can,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to start attacking. Which it's probably the worst way to play it, because it doesn't. It really doesn't work doing that. I mean, if you do deliberate strike, if you time it so that you time the strikes like 1, 2, 3, it works incredibly well. But I know a lot of people that are complaining about the controls. But what they were doing is they were shaking the controller just to get him to do some attacks, and it was completely inaccurate. And part of the danger is, you know, people are going to be playing... I think some people will be playing this game, and they're going to try doing it a certain way, and it's not going to work. And instead of learning how to get the system to work, they're just going to say, well, it's a complete piece of shit, and it doesn't work. It should just happen like that, and that's it. I mean, I'm expecting there's a little bit of a learning curve involved with it, along with everything else.
So, are you saying that, like, with Twilight Princess, people would expect if you shake the controller, regardless of, like, you know, which direction you're facing, say, like, you're facing away from the enemy, you would hit the enemy, and you would just shake it more and attack, 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 and eventually kill it, and you'd have to do nothing else?
I think that's what a lot of people expected.
Okay, so then going into Skyward Sword, like, what's the comparison there? Like, why would people say the same thing, oh, this doesn't work?
Well, that's the thing. You used the term, Adam. You said waggle. Right? When you say waggle, what do you imply?
Moving it back and forth.
Moving it back
really
and forth.
Fast.
Really fast. Like a tail waggling.
Okay.
You don't expect just deliberate motion. You don't expect a pause in the motion. You know, if he's going to do 3 strikes, you hit 1, 2, and then 3. Instead, people have this expectation of just shaking it as fast as they can and just trying to hit it as much as they can. Now, it may be different because it's going to be based on the interface. There's going to be the practice stuff, and they're going to have to figure out, I can't just, you know, it's not me just jamming the B button, and it's not me just waggling something. It's me having to actually attack it horizontally or vertically or diagonally. There has to be a degree of accuracy to that involved.
Right, so why would, like, how would you not learn that and go on trying to do something else and then saying that the control scheme doesn't work?
Well, they did that for Twilight Princess. You explained that to me, how they mistook that.
Well, I think this is going to be more intuitive, and they're probably going to have to be more descriptive about this.
Yeah, so it's partly on Nintendo, and it's also partly on... It's partly on the development of the game, it's partly on the intelligence of the user.
Hmm. Yeah, well, as long as anyone doesn't really try sword fighting for real on this, I think they'll be fine.
Right.
That's the only way I can see someone messing up.
Even if they can imagine it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how hard is, you know, horizontally swiping to have your sword go horizontal?
You would be surprised.
I think you would be surprised, and maybe some people don't actually hit it horizontally enough. You know, people's definition of horizontal might not exactly be horizontal. And I'm not kidding about that. You know, people are toned... There are, you know, if you ask... people have various skills on different things, right? They have various aptitudes.
Have you done
on
studies on this, Alex?
People have done studies on this.
Are there people out there who get their
horizontals? Adam, don't be a fucking dumbass, all right? People have done studies on this. You know tone deaf people? There are people that can't tell fucking tone. They can't tell pitch, right? Those people do exist.
They don't know they're singing wrong.
They don't know they're singing wrong. You ever hear of a guy that can't fucking sing? You ever hear of a guy that can't sing karaoke? You know, some guy who thinks he's awesome at Rock Band starts singing the words, and you're like, Jesus Christ, you're terrible. But they don't know that they're actually terrible. No, I'm serious. There's a degree of how good you are with something. People have a degree of balance. People have a degree of these things. There is always a worry of something like that happening. And you joke about it, but there's a wide enough audience.
You're getting very serious about it.
Because you're acting like a fucking dumbass and making a joke out of it. And I'm being dead serious about it. You're thinking I'm just
you
being
are.
Fucking sarcastic about it.
I think your point is that with the more control you give over the game with the Wii Remote, the more freedom you give, the
for
more
mistakes.
Yeah, the more you have to take into account. Nobody can fuck up pressing an A button. I mean, you press it the same way every time.
Yeah.
And it's always going to be the
same product each time you do it.
Yeah, you can definitely mess up swinging the sword. And that's why there has to be, you know, rules there saying exactly what can be done and what can't be done. Or at least the game, you know, it's implied in the game what can and can't be done. Or at least it shows you how to do the things you need to do. I think that's the most important thing. If the game needs you to do something, you better be able to know how to do it exactly.
Going back to what Adam was saying before about him wanting one-to-one on the game completely, that's what the danger is. No, that's what the danger is, right? The users not. The users are going to be a little bit different in terms of how fast they go and what's going to be registered as a hit. There's a reason for the limitation. There's a reason for there has to be some limitation on what's recognized and what's not recognized.
Yeah, I have a question. Like, is there like a point of no return where, like, if I start swinging, what if I stop? Decide, like, will it follow me? Will it stop swinging as well, or will it complete the motion?
It seemed to me that there was like a threshold point. So, like, if you swung diagonal down to a certain point and then decided to stop, if you went past a certain point, it would, you know, follow through with that slice, even if you didn't.
Okay. And also, the one thing that worries me also is that not so much the Wiimote itself, is the nunchuck. Because any game that I've had that needed the nunchuck to be moved or anything, I never got that to actually work perfectly fine.
I mean, like the accelerometers inside
of
it?
Yeah, I think it never works for me. Like, it always takes a few tries to get it to actually, like, realize that I need it to work. And I don't like the fact that it's mapped to the shield and to the shield bash thing, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I hope it's not really, really that critical in the game to have a shield bash, because I'm pretty sure I'm really annoyed with
nunchuck never worked for me either.
Yeah, the nunchuck, I just hate it. I literally hate the nunchuck when I need to move it. I wish they had a Wii Motion Plus for the chuck.
Or just two Wii Motion
Plus. Or basically just two Wiimotes.
Right. Now here's a question. Badass. Do you guys think that this game is going to come with Wii Motion Plus or Wii Remote Plus?
Probably.
It's going to come with the Wii Motion.
You think?
Are the games coming out now with Wii Motion Plus?
I think the last one to come out with Wii Motion Plus was Red Steel 2, and then Fling Smash came out with the Wii Remote Plus.
So it came with a
Wait,
remote.
So how much was it? Either how much was that game?
Fling Smash is $50.
Yeah.
So
then
the game is basically $10.
Okay, so going by that, and you said they're going to stop selling the pluses, right? The Wii Motion.
That's what it seems like.
So if they're going to stop selling that, it's going to come at least with the remote.
Yeah.
But
and
don't
I mean,
you think it would cost more money?
No,
they're not going to sell the game packaged with the remote for $50.
They've sold the system.
But, I mean, they probably will, but it'll be an optional package, just like Red Steel 2 was.
Oh, so okay. I didn't know. I thought Red Steel 2 just came with the Wii Motion Plus.
Nope.
Oh, so
all games that come with the accessories like that, unless it's Wii Speaks are optional too. Yeah, they don't force you to buy the accessory.
Oh, okay.
Well, the remote is twice as expensive as the Motion Plus. So, do you think, like, if they bundled the remote with Zelda, it's going to cost like $80-$70?
Probably.
Jeez.
But I mean, you wouldn't be forced to buy that. You could just buy the game by itself.
Hmm. All right.
I mean, why would they force you to buy a remote? That would be dumb on their part.
Because it's required in the game.
Yeah, it's something required.
But
well, you know what? They forced you to buy the RAM for the 64 for certain games.
Yeah, but they wouldn't do that. Red Steel didn't force you to buy the Wii Motion Plus. There was an optional bundle.
But it's required for the game, wasn't it?
Yes, it was required for the game.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I guess we'll see.
I mean, they always did that. I can't think of anything since the N64 days that forced you to buy a bundle.
Yeah, honestly, the game
Donkey Kong Jungle Beat.
You could buy that game on its own.
Could you?
Or the second one, at least.
Yeah, for the Wii.
Yeah. I mean, Mario Kart even was optional with the racing wheel. Everything would be optional, yeah.
Link's crossbow training.
Well, no, that you bought that just for the...
the crossbow training was... The game itself was secondary to the fucking accessory.
Yeah, that would be really stupid and on their part if they
that
forced
accessory
you
is terrible,
it cost more money.
By the way, I actually bought that and I regretted it highly.
You're an idiot for buying it.
Sorry, I got it for $10. I really didn't care that much.
Oh, well, if it's there for $10.
But I was like, wow. We Fit.
Yep. Nope. You can buy that on its own.
Yeah, now you can.
Yeah.
But when it first came out, I'm pretty sure it was only the bundle.
Okay, but that
okay,
is
well,
also...
Okay, who the hell bought the fucking the pad by
yeah,
itself?
Yeah, no, that's different. That's different entirely because that... Wii Fit was
the pad is only for that game.
Yeah, that's basically what that was. Now they found use for the pad, but like when it first came out, the pad was basically for the pad was the game. Like,
it's like saying Guitar Hero didn't have a bundle without the guitar, the first one. What the hell are you going to fucking get the guitar from?
Okay. Well, what do you guys think about the items like that they've shown and what you would want that they haven't shown?
They're cool. I don't know.
So far, we've seen what the bow and arrow, the boomerang, the slingshot, the whip, the bomb, and the little bug fly.
Yeah, the beetle thing. So, have you flown the beetle? Like, does it have to? Mm-hmm. So, does it goes by?
It's like flying the plane in Wii Sports Resort.
I never play Wii Sports Resort, so. What do you do? Like, do you have to hold?
Well, you hold the controller straight out, and then you roll it from side to side. Yeah.
Ugh. All right. I guess I'll deal with that.
What about bottles? Are they gonna have bottles? Are they gonna make a comeback?
I hope you have to drink them, like legitimately, like open up and just, like drink your Wii.
That would be awesome.
I'll do that.
That'd be completely retarded.
I don't care.
Completely retarded.
Really? Because you're looking.
But
you
look like a badass.
You're wondering
no,
how
you
look.
You look
playing
like a
this game.
Fucking idiot.
You playing this game? You look like an idiot anyway. Like, come on, throwing a bottle okay. potion is not going to save me.
What about this? If you taped mana energy potion to the controller,
that would
every
be perfect.
Every time you went for a bottle drink.
Unfortunately, what's going to happen?
Make it even more realistic.
Is that you're going to end up waggling because you're so pumped with energy? You're going to end up waggling no matter what.
Die of a fucking diabetes.
Or a heart attack
diabetes
at the same time, maybe. Your body will diabetic shock and have a heart attack.
So did you guys like, for example, the bow and arrow and slingshot in Twilight Princess?
Yeah. Gale Boomerang was awesome.
Yeah. Is there anything you think they could, should, will add, like, control-wise to these items in Skyward Sword?
Wait, for the boomerang, you think they'll make you fling it? That'd be kind of cool.
You actually have to throw your Wiimote.
Yeah, that's right. You actually have to make it come back to you.
They give you a stretchy wrist.
They actually, what they make, the boomerang attachment for the Wiimote.
Nice.
The game will pause whenever you take out the boomerang, and you have to run and grab it, put it into the boomerang, and make sure you're outside. Shout to your Wii using Wii speak that you're throwing the boomerang now, and then you're able to throw the boomerang.
Yeah, and hopefully it comes back to you.
Hopefully it doesn't hit your fucking
TV. This game is going to be a long game. It's going to require
a lot. Yeah, no, the only reason it's going to be long is because people are going to be learning how to use it.
I mean, and the sword will definitely get that Nerf sword attachment.
Oh, definitely.
And the beetle, you'll
will
have
it,
to...
Will it be metal? Is the question.
Oh, like, or yeah, you just get a
nice,
cool
nice shiny,
sword.
Sharp metal peripheral.
As long as the game comes with your own personal Navi, I'm happy.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I wish it came with my personal fairy from the fairy fountain.
Hey, listen!
With those big, pointy boobs.
The great fairy or the little fairy?
Oh, God.
Big fairies. The ones with the huge, pointy boobs.
I don't want fucking Navi. I don't want Navi saying, hey, listen, and then when I listen to her, she says, I wonder what Saria's doing. She's not fucking doing anything. That's not...
What do you guys think the help system is going to be? Do you think they're going to use like the Mario Galaxy New Super Mario Brothers system?
Probably.
It seems like a trend.
You're just
going
to be able to like pause it and it's going to play itself for it.
Well, no, I don't
you.
Know. That might be different.
Because I didn't they say at one
games.
Point that there's going to be I may be making this up, but different levels of difficulty.
Wait, what?
Or something. I think you're making like that up.
You're probably making it up.
Yeah, because I don't think they would ever do that. Maybe you don't use your sword.
Because like
maybe I'm thinking of
no,
because
Galaxy
just like,
well, Galaxy and New Super Mario Brothers did it in a way that if you were stuck in a place, you can opt to do it, but you didn't really complete it. You still have to complete it on your own at some point. But they showed you how to do it.
Right.
So it's not. I think people made it out to be more of a big deal. It actually ended up being a really good system that they had.
Yeah, I can't
see them doing this for this one, though.
In the original illustration for that patent, didn't it show Link? Or yeah.
Oh, so maybe.
Little elf dude with a sword and a shield and a fairy.
But I don't imagine.
Oh, no, that's Mario.
Oh, my bad.
But I don't imagine them doing it for this.
I don't see how they could.
Really? You don't think?
I mean, maybe for a water temple. As long as they put one for a water temple, I'll be happy.
A water temple wasn't.
Do you want to skip the water temple? Yes.
Play it for me, please.
It wasn't even that hard.
It wasn't that hard. I was just making fun.
It's just a pain in the ass. They better not have a dungeon like. I don't want them doing a dungeon like that. God damn.
Well, which one had a good water temple? Princess had a good water temple.
It's Skyward Sword that they said it's going to be more open, correct? Like, the dungeons are kind of not going to be dungeons anymore.
Okay, that's something interesting. That's something I want. If they have
dungeons...
Then
let's talk about that.
My dream idea of having dungeons for a game has been sort of like The Legend of Zelda, the original Legend of Zelda, or Link to the Past system, where you don't have to go in order. You can sort of set your own path and where you decide to go first. Or second, or third.
Yeah, or Adventure of Link system where you don't play the game because it's a pile of shit.
Because it's a piece of shit, yeah.
Where you just press to skip.
Well, we do want to play this game, though.
Well, okay, let's put it... Actually, Adventure of Link, you sort of have to do it in order also, right? I think there's...
Yeah, because there's certain weapons you need to...
You can't. Yeah, items. You can't even get on... You can't even move forward without those certain
weapons.
I
mean, you can go into certain ones, and I think actually there's maybe one or two that you can swap, but you can't beat most of them without beating others first.
They pretty much tied you down with it. But, I mean, one of the beauties of the original Legend of Zelda has been you can pretty much go to the 8th dungeon right from the start of the game. And get what you need. And I like that about Link to the Past also. I mean, when I play that game, I don't usually go in the dungeons in order. I have a specific order once you go to the Dark World. And some ways are better than others. So
yeah, and I mean, I think... I definitely think they should bring that back. I don't think they've really done that since.
I'm wondering what they mean by it. There's no real... I guess they said there's no line between the dungeon and the...
The open
world.
Yeah.
I'm curious what they mean by that.
It means your life is a dungeon. Trapped inside.
It means once you play, you're stuck. You're stuck.
You're playing Dungeons and Dragons the whole game.
Probably means is that the...
It's just sitting at a table with his dice.
The open world, it's just... That's the actual dungeon.
There's probably, yeah, like, areas of the open world that have enemies in them, and there's, I guess, corridors, but no, like, ceilings or something.
No, I'm guessing what it means is that you will do things outside of a traditional dungeon that you would normally be done inside a dungeon. Like, fighting enemies, solving puzzles outside, as well as inside caverns and temples and stuff like that.
That sounds
good. Yeah, I mean, there's been some Zeldas that have done that, like, that have had... Dungeons.
Link to the Past.
Yeah, that's...
Link to the Past did that.
I'm pretty sure I played on Link's Awakening, too.
Did that also.
You can do stuff outside of the actual dungeon that'll affect the inside. So, I mean, that's why...
Well, I'm thinking of... there's a couple levels in Link to the Past I could think of right off the top of my head that does it. Especially, like, the third dungeon. Or was it? The hell was it? It was the third dungeon in the Dark World? The caverns are all connected outside, so you had to enter one to go outside to the other one, and you had to sort of
figure out... The Lost Woods?
In the Lost Woods, yeah.
The Lost Woods, yeah. Or like...
Something like that.
What's the mountain?
No, it's in the woods.
No, in Link's Awakening, the mountain, you can do that too, like the caverns.
I think you're right, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you know what? No, I think those might be one of the Oracle games.
Yeah, but, you know, in Twilight Princess, I thought they did a really good job of incorporating stuff outside the dungeon to get you, like, whole, like, Yeti racing part.
Yeah, I like that. I like the Snowhead Mountains,
and
I think.
When you're infiltrating the goblin camp in the desert.
Oh, that was
fun.
And
you're riding that boar around, and, like, that. There's a lot of things like that, actually, in Twilight Princess. I haven't played it since it... You know, 3 years ago. So
yeah,
that doesn't seem to me too much like puzzle solving, though. That just seems
It's
more than say like Ocarina of Time, where the open world was just really
a hub
hub to get from one place to another.
Yeah, there's stuff going on between the scenes. I'm hoping there's more of that, and at the same time,
yeah,
the
you know what?
I'm hoping the dungeons are more just you don't have to use the weapon on the boss.
Yeah, but thinking about that, Twilight Princess
Sorry.
No, go.
No, I just hope they take away the one use weapons items that you'll never use again.
Yeah.
Like give me just 5 items, it's fine. Make sure I use them all the time. Like if I need for them. Not that I only use it once, like the cane.
Dominion rod.
Yeah, the rod or like.
Yeah, but thinking about it, Twilight Princess did set a precedent that not many people talked about, but it might be really influential in the next game, is that you did a lot of things, actually. Now that I'm remembering, you did a lot of things outside the dungeon that weren't minigames. Like, remember when you... Well, with the jousting part, everyone remembers that.
Yeah.
Or the horseback fight. And, like, when you're protecting the wagon.
Yeah.
Like, even the parts where you're a wolf, you're still fighting on all the overworld parts. You're fighting against the Twilight guys.
Yeah. No,
there's a lot of stuff outside the dungeons in that game.
So I guess that's what they mean? I mean...
Maybe not that's what they mean, but that is...
That was
a little innovative on Twilight Princess's part that I don't think people give it credit for, because it wasn't exactly like Ocarina of Time.
Well, they were, I think, with... Because the complaint was, one of the complaints had been like a lack of minigames. Those were sort of replacing the minigames in many cases. You don't have to, it sort of forced you to do them, and it was more of for the narrative purposes, but it was nice to have a little break. You know, you didn't have to go to the next dungeon immediately and take care of business. There was stuff to do between the dungeons.
Yeah, and that's why I liked Twilight Princess's world a lot. I thought it had a good overworld.
I'm hoping that they have a similar idea where it's a pretty open overworld, and you can get from place A to B on horseback or on dry land really easily. I'm also hoping that the travel part of what made Twilight Princess, I think, really work was like you can travel really quickly. You could explore if you wanted to, but at the same time, if you needed just to get from point A to point B across the map, they made it really easy to do that.
Well, they also have the warps too, which is kind of like, I guess, staple now.
Well, in Skyward Sword, I mean, we've seen that Link jumps down from wherever he lives, I guess, like a land above Hyrule. So, you know, a lot of people are saying that there's going to be some sort of air travel.
I think that might be more like the new warp system, I feel, that may implement that as.
It's probably, yeah, it'll probably end up working that way.
Because it'd just be weird for, like, to think about it, like, you have Hyrule down below, and then you have this city up in the sky. Like, is it just as big? Is it always, like, flying? Like, I figured it would be more like just the new warp system where you can just pick a point and just fall down. And
I think, how is he going to get back, though? I'm thinking
that's interesting.
We don't notice, but if you look really closely in the trailers, he's got a bungee cord on. And he tugs on it twice, and they pull him back up.
So the overall is just nothing but bungee cords on the bottom. Just from random people, somebody just walking around. That's actually how Zelda gets captured. In the
her
end,
bungee cord.
That's actually the big twist at the end, that you actually captured Zelda with your bungee cord.
Oh my god.
Spoiler. She's been stuck behind you the whole time.
Yeah.
She's glued behind your pants.
She's like, that's why you couldn't use the bungee cord to get to Hyrule Castle. Because you find that she's been there the whole entire game.
Spoilers.
Sorry, guys. I apologize.
No, he kind of pisses that.
So I don't know. I don't know how much you guys want to talk about the story, but I mean, what do you think?
I expect
one more thing about the items. Did you guys mind it about the lack of magic in the last game?
No.
I noticed it, but it didn't really bother me.
Honestly, I haven't really found a need for magic. I mean, I kind of got you over it in.
I mean, it is kind of interesting because Hylian people are supposed to have magic, but I don't know.
But yeah, I didn't really care at all. Not a magic meter. One of the things they did with the last game also was they did pare down a lot of the items. There's not a whole shitload of items that you didn't have to. A lot of the items were optional, but there was some benefit to using the optional items. With the exception of like the Dominion Rod, I think that was probably that was like the only one that it's like there's absolutely no use. But even the spinner, I found a use for the spinner for crying out loud.
Because it was so awesome in the best boss battle.
Oh yeah, I like that boss battle a lot.
Even like away from the boss battle, like under normal circumstances, I found there were uses for it. Like it ended up being helpful in certain circumstances.
I think you've mentioned this before, like you would defeat enemies with it.
Like especially smaller ones that you have to, you know, the crawling ones. And you know, you could just run them over with it. You run across the board with it, and it ends up helping, like if you're doing the whatever that Cave of Ordeals.
I think it'd be cool if Link wrote a segue in the next one.
Definitely.
Poor right Pona. Off the cliff. Right off the awesome. Cliff on the just like the,
go
the
upside,
inventor
just
of the
like
segue.
The CEO. Yeah.
That's how he gets to Hyrule. He rides a segue off
but
the
his,
cliff.
But it's a magic segue though. So it, can
so it has like wooden no. wheels. It has wooden wheels.
It has it's wooden wheels. Like and there's like it's powered by fairy tears.
You have Navi. In the bottom part.
Hey, listen. No, hey, listen. Keep moving.
Keep crying. Give me your tears.
Give me. Or we'll take give them me your tears, you. Gypsy.
All right. So, what do you guys think about the story? I mean,
the story's great.
There's not much to say, but
I mean,
I guess, what do you want from it, if anything?
I want some closure. I'm old enough.
I want a story that makes. I want a
about
story.
What?
I want
a story
just,
that makes sense.
I just want like all questions to be start to be answered.
You want this to be the game that answers all
everything.
Zelda questions.
Just everything. I'm tired of this. Like this.
Okay. That would be pretty cool.
You know
it?
Why? Because anyone who likes this series has grown up with it. We're all old enough. We're ready.
Yeah, I either want
we're
no love
ready.
No love story or an actual love story. Not this.
Same here. Thank you.
My favorite Zelda story, I've said this many times, is Majora's Mask. And because it's so dark and depressing, and it's still got that Zelda humor in it, but it's like it has this theme of yeah, it's all right for now.
No, even the commercials show that like that impending doom. It was so good.
Yeah, and I think that like carries through in the whole game, and that has never been matched. The only thing I really love Wind Waker's story, it didn't have much closure, but it got closure in the sequels, the Phantom Hourglass and Spirit Tracks.
I like Wind Waker is because it goes back to Ocarina of Time and it answers some of those questions.
Yes. Yeah, that's cool too.
I do like that too. But like
that means Ocarina of Time didn't have a complete story. I don't know if like some.
That's
of the...
a different discussion.
That's a different discussion.
It's a shitty story.
It is a bad story.
It's a really, really
bad
story.
If you say that's a shitty story, it's like saying Link to the Past had a shitty story.
Link to the Past had a good story.
Oh, God.
It just had a... Okay.
Oh,
I wanna,
God.
Here's what... I want a story that makes sense.
Yes.
Of
sure.
Of all things, I want a story that makes sense.
Yeah, that's
the only game that doesn't do that... The only game that doesn't do that... of all the Zelda games, is Ocarina of Time. It just simply does not make any sense.
Okay, just because you don't understand time travel means nothing.
No, it means
no,
because
I think Ocarina of Time... Sorry.
No, it just doesn't make... The time travel... We went through this. The fact that there's time theories means that it doesn't make sense. There's no
oh, God,
to
are we really doing
it
this?
It raises more questions than it answers. Yeah. I don't want to get into
and
this.
And the reason
raises...
there's so many... The reason there are questions is all because of that single game.
You need to remember that it's a legend, and legends aren't close to what really happened.
What really happened
is
Link
no sense.
Was best friends with Ganondorf, and they got into a little bit of disagreement over a girl, and then they wrote down in a book, and then it was called Zelda. That's it.
There you go.
And it was made for a video game many years later.
And I sort of don't, and I don't care if this has anything to do with previous games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really, I don't care about any of that.
I just hope it doesn't.
But where
have,
does
like,
it take place on the timeline? Where is it? Before and
God. I want to fucking strangle somebody.
Who do you guys think is going to be the bad guy?
Ganondorf.
Do you think
Vati.
It's going to be Ganon or
Vati.
Is it somebody else? Do you think?
No.
Because I think Vati's just in the...
Handhelds?
I think it's going to be that train, that evil train.
That evil train.
The one from Spirit Tracks?
No, from the band Train.
Oh, I see.
I think as long as you have giant enemy crabs, nothing can go wrong.
And you can do massive damage with them.
Yes.
With them?
That joke is never going to get old, is it?
Yeah, only 5 years ago.
I don't think it will.
5 years ago!
I had posted some 3DS stuff on my Facebook, and Will wrote, $250, to which I replied, Ridge Racer!
Wow,
you are
so
fucking
glad
an idiot.
Your career in comedy is coming along so well.
Thank you, Matt. I try.
But no, what I expect
how bad
of this,
that was.
is he still even see like whatever the hell he is? Is he still at Sony?
Yaz Hirai?
Whoever he is,
or
yeah.
Kaz Hirai?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, I expect out of the story, here's my only fear for this game, and it's a fear instilled because Nintendo has been taking this path with the Wii, is that it might have too many instructions and they might see it as kind of like an entry point, and I'm just kind of afraid for the story that it might be a little too simplified. Although, we did get the best Mario story in Mario Galaxy this generation. So, I'm not kidding. Mario Galaxy had a great story. And if they can deliver a story like that, it would be awesome.
I mean,
by that, do you mean like a side story that's not required in the playthrough?
No, I mean if they can have a story that's good and emotional and totally. I don't know. Mario Galaxy just had a great story that you didn't expect.
No,
totally took you off guard. Because it was a really good story.
Well, okay, look. Here's the big thing. They want you to play a role. They want you to be this hero. Give me a story so I can feel like I'm doing my job.
They've been doing it for the past several Zeldas, though. I think
they've been.
I think with Wind Waker, they did a great job.
I like Wind Waker's story a lot. I like the notion of saving your sister and everything.
And I think Twilight Princess did a great job of it, too. So, in terms... Oh, God.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
No. I mean, it doesn't... The game actually has a fucking good theme. Right?
Yeah,
the only problem with Wind Waker... I mean, with Twilight Princess is that you end up liking Midna way much more than Zelda.
Yeah.
And Link.
That is...
The whole point. That's the whole point of the game.
Is it really?
The whole point of that game,
Legend of Zelda to be about me liking this character more.
It's the Legend of Zelda, the Twilight Princess. The game is called Twilight Princess.
It's a problem in that they still had to put Zelda in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like Zelda wasn't really a needed character because
she
was barely in it.
Honestly, she was like, yo, what's up? I'm here.
I'm wearing a hood.
I'm wearing a hood.
Check me out.
But
I'm clocking in, guys. Just pay me for this. Thank you.
I think Twilight Princess did have a great story because often... I mean, I'm not expecting like a great story in the fact that it's going to have like all these crazy plot twists or something.
It was just
a
different.
Great story
in
a well-told story, and it had a really good main character in Midna that... that's what the really good character in Wind Waker was... was Errol in Zelda and the pirates. Those were really good characters, and that's what they've been focusing on more, I think.
So do you think that's what this new, like, sword-looking character is going to be?
Possibly.
I hope so.
I mean,
she's probably the Navi equivalent.
Well,
because, you know, Midna wasn't as annoying either, and she was with you the whole
time.
She played that role. She played the role of the King of Red Lions, and
yeah,
it works.
Yeah,
the doing the narrative that way works really well, because Link can't say anything, right?
Yeah.
So, basically...
Heaven forbid.
I'm not going to get into the Ocarina of Time debate again, but Ocarina of Time also had not a lot going for it in story department, because it had no main characters for you to attach onto, because Link doesn't do anything. And all the characters were incidental to whatever you were doing.
Yeah,
you met a character at a dungeon, they introduced themselves, they did whatever, and then they were gone for the entire dungeon, and then they came back at the end. That happened every time. And
I have a quick question, because in replaying Ocarina of Time like a few weeks ago, I realized something that I've never really put together before. Did the sages die before you meet them at the beginning of the dungeon, then do they die and then get resurrected as sages?
No.
No, they're just sages.
Yeah, I think that...
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
It seems like...
Again, this is a bad story, so we're moving on.
Okay, I mean, it's really vague.
Vague. You're completely right, especially like Wind Waker. You're playing off of all those characters meet repeatedly.
But hold on, I'm going to get more into this as I've got other games lined up. So hold on.
Okay.
So in Majora's Mask, they took the same basic idea of you meet characters at the beginning. By going into the dungeon, you rescue. I mean, that's really a theme with the whole dungeons solve problems for whatever area you're in.
Mm-hmm.
But in Majora's Mask, you got to control these other characters that had stories, and by completing these dungeons and helping these people, you were wrapping up the story of each character that you played as, which was much better. It was made for a much better story.
Well, the thing is, like, if you look at it that way, all the characters in Majora's Mask that you can influence are kind of like your side character, like your Midna, like your sister Arrow or the princess or Tetra and her pirates.
Yeah.
You know, they're...
But what I mean is that you actually played as the characters too, like the Deku Scrub, the Maikou or whatever, and the Goron guy. They were all... You were playing their stories as well as Link's.
Yeah. Well, that's the drawback to not having a character that doesn't speak. Because I think so. I think it is because you don't really interact too much with the world around you.
It's only a drawback if you use it in the Ocarina of Time sense, where that's the only character that you have. But in Wind Waker, they really you had the pirates and the King of Red Lions, which you were always around one of those groups, which was awesome, and that game had a consistently fun tone, and then. In Twilight Princess, I think, with Midna always being there, and you accomplishing her story as well, and you actually went through kind of that really put you in the place of Link too, with the big reveal of who she really was and stuff. You got to, I think, in a way, feel some of what Link was feeling or supposed to be feeling in the game, which for the first time actually felt like maybe you identified with a character a little bit.
Definitely about that relationship, and the fact that you could actually see, you actually do see Link change over the course of time in the decisions he decides to make in terms of how he helps Midna, right?
Yeah, because at first he doesn't trust her.
At first you don't, you know playing the game that you're going to trust her eventually.
Yeah, but even in the game, you feel like maybe I shouldn't trust
her. What is she going to... She's going to backstab me. Find out.
And I mean, if you look back just how many years... 10 years before when Ocarina of Time came out, that game, your closest companion was Navi, who everyone hated because she made the chime, but really they had a way to deliver a character there, a character that's with you the whole time, and that... describes things to you and helps you out, and they did absolutely nothing with that character. At the end, you go off searching for her, but you're like, why would Link want to find her again? She did nothing.
she
was
annoying
just annoying. That's all she did.
She started off the game annoying and then literally just kept that way because when she wakes you up, you're just annoyed. Who the hell is waking you up?
Also, the link between, you know, the connection between Link and Navi, I don't really know what the hell the connect. You know, the fairy gets assigned to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's sort of it. The whole time. During the whole game, there's no real emotional. There's no consequence. Yeah,
there's no backstory to her. There's nothing. You don't learn anything about her.
You haven't played Majora's Mask still, right, Alex?
No.
You really need to play that because you have a fairy in that game, but it actually has a backstory. Yeah, and it has.
I like the fairy more in Majora's Mask.
Because she's got spunk.
That's disgusting. But I think in terms of
in terms of Twilight Princess, it really does have. I'm not going to say it has a deep story, but it has a more mature story than I think most people give it credit. I mean, you're going through the game thinking that Twilight is, you know, when you go through the beginning of the game, the Twilight is evil. You just think they're all bad. And towards the end, you realize, and Midna realizes, that they just don't like each other based on stereotype. It's a game based on stereotypes. Towards the end, you figure out, well, you know, they're actually not bad. There's bad people within their worlds controlling the evil, but the creatures themselves aren't bad. The Twilight isn't a bad realm, right?
Yeah, and I think the only shortcoming in that game was that they wouldn't commit to having a love story there with Link. Because, I mean, if you played the game as Link, you'd be like, oh, well, Link would definitely fall for Midna, right? But in the beginning of the game, he has that other girl that you save that just disappears eventually.
Yeah.
And Zelda doesn't do anything, but you rescue her for some reason, and she's an important character for no other reason than... I think that's the biggest weakness, is that Zelda is the only reason why she's an important character in that game. I mean, she's the princess, but also because of past games, which they shouldn't... You shouldn't have to rely on the influence of a character's history in a universe that the character shouldn't know about. I mean, Link doesn't know about her from other video games. He wasn't playing Wind Waker at the beginning.
Yeah.
Although if he was, that would be pretty cool.
It's embedded in his DNA, so he gets the memories of his ancestors.
I swear to God,
please don't even bring... Please don't even... Oh God. Just don't. I swear to God, don't.
Okay, we're done.
Oh, God. There's a reason why I don't play Assassin's Creed, and it's exactly that reason.
We're done.
You brought it up, asshole. You brought it up.
Just relax.
Oh, DNA's magic. Right.
Just because you're trying to build an animus yourself, and you're just pissed that they came with the concept first, just let it go.
God, I hate that idea. Oh, God.
Okay, so your big point, Matt, in relating this back to Skyward Sword is that you want a love story. Or not.
No, I mean, my big point is that the stories have, I think, progressively had an emotional core that is, they've really built on it. It just needs to be more focused. And they can make it more focused by having Link be in a relationship, having a love story there. Or they can make it focused by Link having some good companions with him at all times, or, you know, building characters, but what they don't need to do is spread it thin like they did in Twilight Princess.
Yes, I agree. Good point, Matt.
I like stories.
One kudos for you.
Yeah,
literally kudos, no more.
Yes, I'm delicious.
No, I totally agree because it's not even just Twilight Princess that's done it. It's most of the Zeldas that have either a love story or the beginning of a love story or some kind of relationship with another character, for example, Link's uncle in Link to the Past. And it starts off really, really strong, and it seems like they're building it up to something, but then...
And it doesn't do anything.
Know, maybe, halfway through the game, it just totally cuts off, and you never get that anything from that ever.
Yeah, and that is why, going back to Majora's Mask, that's why it's so good. It wraps everything up.
Yes.
You get closure in that game, and you understand the arcs of the characters, because it all happens in 3 days. They could learn a lot by going back and looking at that game.
Well, what else is there to talk about?
Well, did Alex say what
Angel.
He wanted?
Oh, yeah. Alex, what do you want for story? Do you want anything?
I want it to make sense.
I want it to make sense. Thank you.
I want. No, it's pretty much it. I don't have as much of a problem in terms of what Matt was saying in terms of, say, like, closure on a love story.
Well, you know, Matt's a romantic. Let him go.
Matt's a romantic.
You know, I just want somebody to jerk off to. I just want a hot sex scene.
Well, I always saw it as, you know, it's a weird relationship between Midna and Link in that game, right? It's not exactly a romantic relationship. It's a very close relationship. It could very well lead to a romantic relationship.
I think it ends at being a romantic relationship.
Yeah, once you're like, whoa, Midna's got a banging bod.
Yeah, no.
Then it becomes a romantic relationship.
That smile at the very ends, you know what that meant.
Yeah, Link is a little self-conscious.
But at that point, it cuts off. You sort of know it's not going to happen. Link knows it's not going to happen, and Zelda Midna comes very in. Well
it can't happen. They live far too far away. They live in different universes.
She broke the mirror.
It is impossible.
That's the thing. She makes a comment before she breaks the mirror. You know, she's sort of hinting, it would have been nice, but I can't let this. You know, I know very well I can't let this happen.
Are you saying that doesn't make sense? Or are you still talking about Matt's point?
I'm talking about Matt's point. I think it makes for me. It makes a lot of sense. That's what makes it even more heartbreaking. I thought
it would have made a really great ending if Zelda wasn't there.
If she wasn't around anymore. Died.
I think what they have to do with the Zelda problem is they sort of have to. I think they have to retool who Zelda is. Wind Waker did a great job with it.
I liked it a lot.
Did you play? Did you play Spirit Tracks, Alex?
No, I haven't. Okay. But I haven't played it. The idea that she's a pirate, right? That it's not so much the name Zelda.
She doesn't even know she's Zelda. I think that's the best part.
Well, that's the thing. Zelda is sort of a title, right? That's how they treat it in Wind Waker. I think if they continue to treat that in some way, and be inventive in how into incorporating the game that way, rather than just you don't necessarily need a Princess Zelda there.
What if Link was Zelda?
Oh, man.
Mind blown.
What if Zelda was a sister? Or
what if Zelda is the protagonist? What if you're playing as Zelda?
Or what if Link has to protect... This was one of the suggestions at one point. You know, what if there was an older Link?
Like and a kid Zelda or something?
And a kid Zelda or something.
That would
like
be
that.
Great. Yeah.
And, you know, reinvent...
I knew that was coming.
Well, it'd be sort of like the Cable Hope relationship, if anybody reads X-Men comics. Or, I could think of ways of people, of them inventing Zelda not just being the princess.
Like in Leon, the professional.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. No, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's say that sword, whatever the sword is, maybe that's Zelda in this game. You have the same protagonist, but you play around with who the protagonists are, who the characters are, and who they represent in each of the games.
I like Zelda in Ocarina of Time. Once you get older, she becomes Sheik, like this. Mm-hmm. She becomes like a leader of this underground resistance to Ganondorf.
Which would be cool.
Was, again, a cool idea, but not fleshed out at all.
Well, you know...
Because it doesn't end up meaning anything.
Yeah, it doesn't really... Yeah. I knew it was you all along.
I think that's kind of what they tried to do in Twilight Princess, though, is just that she got defeated really early and then didn't really have anything to do.
I think they just... I have a feeling they just stuck her in because the game's called Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, they probably wrote the game and like had so much of Midna and then realized that, oh shit, we have nothing of Zelda.
Where's this character?
Where can we go in this game and throw some Zelda parts in here?
Well, I think what would have worked Zelda really parts. Well in that case was Zelda was Midna.
I would have felt cheated.
I would have felt, really?
That's Zelda?
I think that's everyone.
I mean, that's kind of how it feels. Though.
Kind of what happens, too, because she gives her power to Midna at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of what happens. And I think if they made it a little more... If there wasn't so much a Princess Zelda there, and they... they had her literally be the Zelda character. In some
way or form.
Well,
I mean, in the past, Zelda is who you've been protecting and trying to save, right? But then in Twilight Princess, it's Midna.
Well, I don't think...
Yeah,
I mean,
she's the Twilight Princess.
Zelda,
with Wind Waker, I mean...
I think that's the whole point of the game. She's the Twilight Princess.
Yeah.
That's why it's called
in
the Twilight
Princess.
Right.
You had that happen. You have Tetra, all of a sudden, you find out she's Zelda. You're like, oh, shit. And so if
oh,
they were
like,
to do that,
are you talking about, like, if it turned out that Midna had the Triforce instead of Zelda?
What,
that'd be,
if
that,
it wasn't
that would
even
be interesting.
Or if it wasn't even... You know, if Midna herself was Zelda... Let's say Midna wasn't the name. They called her Zelda.
Mm-hmm. No, I think
if it was
I
the Legend of Zelda Twilight
to...
Princess, and then you replace Princess Zelda with something else, or you take her out entirely.
No,
I
what
think
I was
a better
trying to
way
say
to
is
do that,
that they
be...
they already did that story wise, like they use that same element already in Wind Waker, so you can't really use that like two games in
but
a row.
I think to the point that she because in Wind Waker they make it sort of less of a point.
Well, but still you have
it's a different context too.
And then she becomes Zelda, so you can't really use that same
well,
mechanic.
No, or she
in
is.
Twilight
well, I'm
Princess.
Just saying she is Zelda to begin with. She just her name isn't Midna. Her name is just Zelda.
And she just doesn't look like Zelda.
She doesn't look like Zelda. Yeah, they just reinvent who Zelda is essentially.
Oh no, they can't do that.
No.
Because
I mean, Zelda is. Any girl born into the royal family is Zelda, and they can't really undo that.
But the royal you could always rework the story to that she was sort of cast away in some, like, her generation was cast away, or she was the next one in line, or her family was the next one in line, really, to be...
But that's what Wind Waker did.
Or what if...
But
yeah,
in,
what
Wind
if,
Waker's
ca-
in Wind Waker's case, what ended up happening was Hyrule disappeared. In this case, Hyrule still existed. But if you have you could write it in a way that Midna was sort of the rightful heir to the throne of some sort, or you know, it would have worked out that way. Or, you don't even have to work with convention, right? She doesn't necessarily have to be the next one in line.
What if
the
she's
game
a
is
queen
called,
already? That would be cool. Like if what if
she's
older?
What if
older?
She's married to Link?
Or just
if
like
Link
what
is
if
the
she?
King of Hyrule?
What if she raised him like she was his mother figure?
You could do that. Yeah,
that'd be
I mean. That would be interesting. I still think having her as, like, you don't necessarily need her to be the whitewashed princess.
She's black. I think, she's urban.
but seriously, you could work it in a way that the game is called The Legend of Zelda. If you just replaced, if you called it The Legend of Zelda the Twilight Princess, and she was the Twilight Princess, she was Midna, that would have worked really well, too. I just could see that working really well.
I think the better way would not be the name because because Wind Waker already did that. I think the better way would just be to like if in Twilight Princess Midna had ended up being the Triforce person. Like she Zelda still exists, she's still around, but Midna's the one with the Triforce. She's the important one.
Yes, you could do that.
Nah.
But it'd be interesting just to have it so you don't necessarily... I wish they played around with this a little more rather than just make Zelda sort of this secondary character. I mean, it's sort of been that... That's been sort of the whole point, though, right? Since the original. Zelda's always a secondary character in all these stories.
She's the one you're trying to save. She's the Princess Peach. She's the reason why you're playing the game, right?
Yeah, but they don't call it Link. Aside from the adventures of Link... It's called The Legend of Zelda. In Zelda's
right.
Legend, Link is the one saving Zelda. And it's deceiving in that when the title is The Legend of Zelda, you're expecting the main character, the legend, to be about Zelda. But it's never about Zelda. It's always about Link. Or it's about Link.
It's
Zelda's
about
always
quest,
a second.
It's about Link's quest to save
to
Zelda.
To save Zelda, yeah. Or Zelda has a... You know, Zelda has this little thing involved with it. She's sort of the head character... She's
Except
the reason behind the game, but
Link's Awakening isn't that way, and Majora's Mask isn't that way.
And the reason for that is their spin-offs.
Yeah, and those are two of the strongest.
Two of the strongest games, but
series.
I can't imagine them making this game.
No, they won't. They will have
like
Zelda.
That. Well, I don't know if they're not going to have Zelda. I don't think they're. It's not a secondary. It's not like a spin-off game.
Right.
Right. It's because in those games, in Ocarina of Time, for instance, that was still Zelda's story. Or Zelda was still the thing. And then, since that's over, there's Majora's Mask.
Okay. So, story. I hope it has...
Yes.
Angel, you had mentioned something the other day after the podcast that you think... Or you don't want this Skyward Sword to be gimmicky.
Yeah. What I got from the E3 demo was like them showing all the gameplay and all that stuff, like how they... All the new one-to-one features, or close to one-to-one features. I don't want it to end up being all about that. I don't want them to really focus entirely on, like, how you can use
on the new features.
Yeah, on the new feature. I want them to.
You don't want it to be. You don't want it to be a tech demo.
Yeah, I don't want a Wii Sports Resort packaged to look like a Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
I want an actual Zelda game. I want it to be about the game more than anything. Just give me a story. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, graphically it looks great. I think I love the art style they're going for right now, because the realism of Twilight Princess really didn't work as they wanted to. And
what about the purples?
The purples are fine. I can change the hue on my TV to make it look like blue, so it's fine.
Solution.
Problem solved. But I just don't want it to end up to be like, mate, ho, here's this new item, and it's another gimmick. Like, no.
Uh-huh.
I want them
to... So, okay, given that, what do you want from the game?
I want them not to be scared to use buttons again. Like, you know, it's fine to maybe just hold down the B trigger or, like, whatever, to access the whatever item, and then you just use the A button to use it without doing any motion whatsoever. Because right now I'm seeing, like, for the bombs, like, you have to press B, and then you have to roll it like a bowling ball. Like,
you don't
on,
have
man.
To. There's two different ways, right?
Oh, is it?
You can throw it like a basketball or roll it like a bowling ball.
But either way, you still have to use motion.
Yeah.
There's no need for that. Can I just press B to throw it if I lock on with Z?
Mm-hmm.
Like...
I don't think that's that bad.
No, it's not that bad, but I'm
still
saying...
Lock on.
Come on, like, don't do that for every single thing.
I agree, though.
Like, I don't...
Yeah,
I understand. Yeah. Yes, I get it. I'm playing a motion game. All right, that's cool. Maybe sometimes I don't feel like moving my arm that much. I just got tired of battling eight monsters before, you know? Give my arm a rest.
And let's face
it... Get off the couch.
Let's face it, I'm going to be jerking off immediately after this.
Yeah, no, I need the stamina to save my arm. I don't want to stranger myself. I don't want to switch it today.
Yeah, you don't have the time for that. That's 40, 50 minutes at least.
Are you guys sort of worried about the bow and arrow?
Nah, it worked great in the last game.
How does that work again? Like, you have to pull back? Because, I never played the Wii version.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Shit, I forgot. Was it the IR, or did it require... Was it like Wii Sports Resort with the Wii Motion Plus?
It was IR in the first game, but I think...
No, I know that, but in Skyward Sword, which was
I
it?
Think it's doing the Wii Motion Plus one. Really? You
don't
like
that?
I like the Wii Motion Plus one.
But like idea...
I like using the IR better.
But see, that means... I think the thing is, it's so easy to do. I think they want... Like, so it gives a reason to have a slingshot. I think the slingshot they're going to do IR.
Hmm.
Or maybe the slingshot they're doing like Wii Motion Plus Archery. Actually, that would make more sense.
Because one of the things that made the bow and arrow so easy to use in like Twilight Princess was, you know, you could have shot everybody with that damn thing, no problems.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you just sort of point and shoot. It almost made it like, and it's such a powerful weapon that you can use and abuse it. In this case, if you actually have to pull back and aim, it's going to take a little bit of time to do it each time. You can't just instantly do it on the fly.
True.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, my overall hopes for the game is I hope they treat it as well as they did Mario Galaxy and Mario Galaxy 2. I hope they port the mechanics and make everything as polished and just overall phenomenal as they did in Mario Galaxy.
Right. Which I do want somebody else with me shooting little
rubies.
Exactly. That's if they can have somebody spending my hard-earned cash, because that's pretty much what it was. You got them and they shot your money away. But no, if they can have a game that experience that is that. I mean, Mario Galaxy is a defining Mario game. That's probably the game I'd be like, play this. This is the 3D Mario game.
Yeah.
And I hope Skyward Sword is that. I'm not saying I expect it to be, but I don't think it's out of the question.
Well, I mean, it seems like it could be, considering it's like the one
Don't say
Zelda
that,
game. No, I'm saying it's the Zelda game. The Zelda game that's built straight up for the Wii. So
now, did they say that they built this from ground up?
Yeah,
they
said
it
when they first announced it.
Good.
Yeah, when they first announced it, like, this is specifically built for the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
So it seems
I'm not so worried about this turning into a tech demo, simply because we have a game like Galaxy already, where, you know, they didn't use and abuse the Wii motion, the motion aspect of it. They used when they had to, and they didn't
use
it when
they
didn't have
to. They don't really have that many items in.
Yeah, there's really only two mechanics.
It doesn't matter. Well, it doesn't really matter whether they need to have the items or not, right? They could have done it in a way that would have been absolutely terrible and as gimmicky as possible.
Yeah, where you have to like flick up to jump.
I see Wii Sports Resort sort of as the tech demo of them seeing what's effective to use and what's not so tedious to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what they're going to do is they're going to say, well, this, when they're playing it, they're not going to, it's not going to be like Madden for Wii, where you're like, where we're going to, you have to do this motion to hike the ball, and then you have to do this to throw the ball.
You know,
and
a lot of people like that way of playing it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like the Wii version. They say it's
a lot of people had slaves.
Hey.
I don't think Nintendo's the type of company they're not the type of developers that are going to do that to that extreme.
Yeah, no, they shouldn't have slaves. You're right.
Yes. No slaves.
But also, they're notoriously known to not fix something that's not broken.
Wait.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, fix something that's not broken.
I was like, that's
wrong
good.
Way.
Well, I think they do experiment a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's hard to say. It's going to be, it's definitely, I think, going to be different. It's going to be a completely different game than Twilight Princess.
It's going to piss off a lot of people.
It is. It's going to be as big of a jump as it was from A Link to the Past to Ocarina of Time in terms of gameplay. I think maybe not as big from a look at this kind of thing, but in the way you play the game, it will probably be a huge jump.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have a question. I'm sorry. I'll continue.
No, but I think there are a lot of people who prefer the 2D games over to the 3D games still. And
yeah.
No, I'm not going to argue there, but you're going to have people like that. Well, and I think if the mechanics are done good, then I think the only thing that will be stopping people from enjoying the game is really preference. Rather than, this doesn't work.
Well, I mean, my hope is that for any of these Zelda games, it's, you keep an open mind about when it comes out, that you don't care how good the previous game was. You care that the current game is a good game.
Right. Well, that's for everything.
That's for
just every
game.
People hated Brawl because it wasn't Melee. They already made Melee.
They already made Melee.
But you can say that, but I mean, it's always going to be there. If you have played previous games, you're always going to compare.
You're going to compare, but you shouldn't dislike a game solely because of it. Appreciate it. You appreciate a game for what it is. I think that's, I think that's what it should be. That's sort of like the bottom line. Don't fucking hate the game because it's not the previous one.
Right.
If it's a good game, it's a good game. If you prefer one over the other, that's, nobody's telling you that's wrong. If you prefer one style over it, but give it a fucking shot. Don't just automatically write it off and say, oh, this is fucking shit.
Yeah, unless they do something really dumb like they if they made the graphics worse, or like didn't animate anything. Like if there were no animations, then yeah, that's probably the wrong way to go.
If a horizontal slash, if when you do a horizontal slash, it always is a vertical slash. That is
there's
no
way to do a horizontal slash.
There's or you know,
yeah, there's no way to just stay like yo, fuck this, we can't get this to work. Eliminate the horizontal slash. Just basically
no,
all vertical.
Just
slashes.
Don't do it. No horizontal slash. But if it's something like that, you know, that for me that's a game breaker. If you can't, if you sort of have to struggle through something and it's not working properly and you can't figure out how to get it to work properly, or it's too out of the way to get it to work properly, then it's on the borderline. Like I'm not gonna fucking, you know, it's not a good game. That's
a horizontal
big
slash. You must hold your left nunchuck into the air.
You have to hold
at
your balls.
All times. And then swing.
To hold your balls in a 90-degree position.
You must put your left leg on red.
You're out of luck.
If you're a girl, take your clit.
You think they're going to do a right-hand, left-hand option?
Yeah. I'm guessing.
Maybe.
Well, did they do one for Twilight Princess?
No.
Exactly.
Wait, why would they?
Because if you're holding the Wiimote in your left hand, Link is holding it in his right, and it's going to feel weird.
Will it?
Think about it.
I would imagine so.
I would feel.
Yeah, but no, this time it would actually matter.
Oh, yeah, I guess. That would be weird.
What about the GUI, like the heads-up display?
They already said they weren't going to put that in. So
yeah,
it was just to get people acquainted with it.
Yeah, that was for E3 only.
Okay.
For the demo. Yeah.
Good. Because that was atrocious.
That was way too annoying. It's like, ugh, come on, really?
It took up half of the screen.
Yeah, like, it's already 40p diet, like right now. Like, I don't need any more shit in there, cluttering it up. Mm. I want to actually, what do you guys think about staying with the older Link thing?
I like it. Like, I'm actually wondering, like, how old he is, because I think they've said this is the oldest Link. So, maybe he's in, like, his 20s or something. I don't know. But I think it's I guess if they need to do something with it, you know, they need to make it matter. They can't
just be like, he's older. Maybe he'll listen, and now he listens to Dave Matthews' band.
Right. Right. It needs to mean something.
I don't think he's a big fan of DMB.
I don't think so either. Nah. He doesn't look like a stoner, so you're right.
So, yeah.
He's a big ICP fan. He's a juggalo in this game.
Oh man, a lot of what's that song? Miracles, is it?
Yeah.
Oh god.
So good.
Oh, fucking hate those guys.
They're geniuses.
Man, is how they work. What the fuck?
Yeah. I think that's it. I think we've gone over our hopes and fears. I think we've criticized Adam enough. He understands his place in this podcast is the guy we shit on. His opinions.
See, if this were a video podcast, you would have seen me in the fetal position for about 30 minutes.
Still. I mean, you're probably still there, right? Or have you?
Well, I had to get up to go to the bathroom, but I'm slowly making my way back into that position. So.
Yeah, and
yeah, you guys did your job.
It's no hard feelings, but he knows what he signed up for.
Yeah, he knows his opinion is shit. So,
I know my opinion is wrong. Don't worry about it. But anything else?
No, there's no emails.
We have no emails.
We have
but,
one email.
But if you could send us emails, that'd be nice.
We'll read them right now. Send them right now. I lied.
We don't have any emails.
Yeah, we have one from Emily Liu again.
Oh, really? Oh, God.
750,000 pounds.
Oh, and we have another one from Juju Bag. Nice.
Do we? Is it new?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, he sent it 3 minutes ago. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Sweet.
Wait, I thought we weren't live.
Congratulations.
What's that?
That's creepy. I thought we weren't live.
Oh, no, we are. I've told you. Okay, so Emily Liu is now offering us 750,000 Grand British pounds. Right? That's the currency?
Yep.
GBP? And she wants our name, location, and telephone number this time.
Ooh, telephone number.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she already knows her name and location. Name.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Matt. That's Adam, Alex, Angel, and we're on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Telephone
the
number.
Emily Liu? Yeah, which, a real person.
Which one of...
Who knows?
Which one of us is she
Emily Lou, are you a real person? I don't know.
Give her give her Laura's phone number.
Emily, call us back.
No, no. It,
email us back. And tell us which telephone number. You need to be more specific, because there are four of us.
Yeah.
And, you know,
we don't have a collective. We can't split
all this money
we don't
four
have
ways.
A collective
well,
phone
I mean, to be fair, Adam is our leader, so... You can bleep that out, Adam.
Yeah, it's going to happen. All right. So thank you, Emily. Juju back. Let's see what he said. Nice. Okay. Juju back. More life. I meant, I don't even know how to pronounce that. Mean, apostrophe T, Nick Cannon. Matt as the mat you put at the front of your door. And I have, period, a good YouTube channel called Tube the Noob Tube. It okay, I love you guy. So if you want to check out Juju Bag's YouTube channel, it's again Tube the New Tube, TOOB the Noob, NOOB Tube, TOOB. So check that out and see what he's
doing. But he only likes
going.
One of us. He said I love you guy. So only likes one
Nick
of
Cannon.
Us.
Nick Cannon. He likes Nick
well,
Cannon.
Right. He doesn't like any of us. He's just, you know, he's expressing his emotion towards Nick Cannon.
Oh, Nick Cannon is a good guy.
Yes. Yeah.
I like Nick Cannon.
He's boning Mariah Carey, so more power to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you for clarifying that, Juju Bag.
Oh, Nick Cannon is a real guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was on Nickelodeon. I forget what his show was called, though.
He's also inside Mariah Carey, so...
Wait,
All right, well...
So, email us.
Mm-hmm.
WTpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Go to our boards.
Yep. Sign up for the tournament. Smash Brothers Brawl is going to be the first one. We need more people than we have now, because I think we only have like six, which is not enough. So you can either go to tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. Take you to the same place. Catch us on Twitter, ZeldaWTPodcast. I noticed that a bunch of people actually followed us in the past few days, so that's pretty cool. Facebook is Zelda Working Title Podcast, and as always, give us 1,000,000 stars on iTunes, because we love you, you love us, and that's what people do, is they give each other stars now. It's a thing. Instead of rings and diamonds, you give
I like
stars.
Stars.
Mm-hmm. We all do, really. I mean, that's what any guy wants, is just stars.
Stars.
Mm-hmm. Stars.
That's what every guy apparently wants.
And then our second player will just press B and waste them all. But we need to have a lot in order to waste them, so it's alright.
So, good night. That's what I have to
say. See you guys. Talk to you later.
Keep it gangster, guys.